And it's just nice to fit in somewhere. Somewhere. Well, y'all look rich, and that's where we differ. I don't know. I've had a lot of life decisions that led me to this point, and I do shows every night, and after every show I go and I sit in my car and I pull down that little mirror and I look at myself in the mirror and I say, Gavin, you're so cute. You could have sold medical equipment. I don't know where it went wrong. I think so hot, and I can't, distractingly hot, so if you could move. I grew up a horse girl. We got any other white freaks in here? Of course you are, because you are. You're like, yeah, I was a horse girl, and then I grew into a horse lady, and just, I'm a palomino. Cool, okay. Beautiful horse hair, cool. And then your stallion over here. Thank you so much for rubbing that in my face. Did you ride here? Look at you eating your little oats over there. Shut up. Shut up. Get in your fucking stable right now. Hot bitch. And I was a horse girl. I was obsessed with horses growing up, but my parents, they didn't want to get me a horse. Or they didn't want to pay for horseback riding lessons. So me and my friends, we were just horses for each other. You remember these horse girls? You remember these girls? Oh, the recess bell would ring and they... You got in their way, they let you know, right? Dude, we took horse girl real seriously. We only had to put down one girl. And I got sent to the principal for that. What? And the principal was like, now, why does Kelly keep saying you euthanized her? I was like, well, first of all, her name is Lightning Bolt. Respect the fallen. And you know what happened. She was the first to start her period. So she swelled up to double D's. And she couldn't gallop anymore. My crush had a crush on her because, you know, she had that strong chest. She was a Clydesdale. You remember your high school boyfriend? That was my life growing up. We would have middle school mixers. I was in middle school too. I'm not a pervert. I remember my first middle school mixer, I showed up, and all the other girls showed up, and you know, they had their Abercrombie & Fitch spring collection on, you know what I mean? They had that little moose right here on their shirt, right? And I showed up in my Dress Barn Juniors, you know? I had a little squirrel right here in my shirt. Sometimes we got lucky, my mom would dress as an American Eagle knockoff. That was dope, because it'd be a little eagle right here, right? With a little squirrel and its talons right here. And I remember my first mixer, all the girls gathered in the gymnasium and they started playing Lil Jon and all the girls started twerking, right? But it was real stiff. We were white Catholics. You know, you've seen a litter of scared puppies before. It was my first time seeing what twerking was. I'd never seen it. The only other dance I'd been to before that was the father-daughter dance. And they didn't have that there. So I was watching them, and as I was watching them, you know, the boys would come up behind them, and they do that night dance. And I'm learning this, and as I'm watching them, this boy comes up behind me, this little bottom feeder comes up looking for the night dance, right? I was like, okay, I'm going to try this, but I'm real white, okay? A beet is just a vegetable to me. So I was like, all right. So I just danced out the actual words of the song. You know, I was just like, okay, to the window. And I just did a little square to the wall. I got real stiff. All that sweat dropped down. And, you know, I just did a sad W. Balls. And the whole time that boy's pelvis just had a hard time guessing where I was headed to next. Till eventually he had to detach. So he could puke from motion sickness. Everybody else was grinding. I was just doing Yin Yang Twins Pictionary. Somebody one time was like, you were interpretive dancing. I was like, no, I was interruptive dancing. I interrupted that young man's boner. I grew up Catholic. I only date Catholics. This is why. I was dating a guy in college one time, and he took me to meet his older sister, and I thought she was real cool because she was real cool. And I was real new. Like, I was green. I'd never done a drug before in my life. And we get there, and she's like, y'all drove a long way. You want to hit this bowl? I was like, yeah, I'm starving. I was like, what kind of chia seeds is this? And she was like, it's marijuana. And I was like, oh, man, I wish I could. But I just did a lot of melatonin. And as you can see, because my hands are melting. And she goes, oh, don't worry, girl, I got you. I'll shotgun you. Right? And I was like, oh, I know we just met, but I'm good. I'm kind of a liberal. And nevertheless, she persisted. And so if you don't know what shotgunning is, it's because you're a nerd. You know, she just made the chamber with her hands, right? My mouth on one end, her mouth on the other. And then she took a sip right from the devil's teat, right? And then into my mouth, she just blew just a gust of witchcraft. And I passed out. And a lot of people say when they thought they died, they saw the light. I didn't see the light, but I thought I died because I woke up in the Catholic church that I'd grown up in. I was wearing my, like, Catholic school uniform. It was the dirty part. And the only other person in the church was Jesus. And I knew that he'd just see me doing drugs because he was looking at me so disappointed. You know, he was just like... You know, he just threw his arms out. You know, she's like, oh man, you know, sorry, oh man, yeah. And before I could ask for forgiveness, I really woke up because a sister had splashed me in the face with her red wine. And I was like, oh, I've been saved by the blood of Christ. She's like, no, it's Pinot Noir from Kroger. We're Jewish, bitch.
Not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Hall from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Only for a moment, and the moment's gone. Oh.
a drop of water in an endless sea. All we do crumbles to the ground, though we refuse to see. Dust in the wind, all we are is dust in.
Yeah, there's a way of easing you into another week's show from me, from Liam Burke. And that was Kansas and Dust in the Wind on the Liam Burke Show. Yes, you're very, very welcome. And before that, you had Catherine Blanford with Kidnapped in Florida. Yes, I have a load of music for you this week. Some you may know, some you may not. Some you learn to know, and maybe some you learn to love as well. And you know the way we always champion great music from the Irish Shores. And local music as well. I like to do that too. So we have a great track coming up shortly for that as well. I have also the vinyl from The Vault coming up too. Still have yet to get that down pat. But anyway, we will. We will. Eventually. Anyway, here is that song that I promised you. It's from Altered Lions. We've played their tunes before. And they're from up around Dublin direction. And they bring out some great music. And here is a great track from them called White House Road.
Baby.
Oh yeah, fantastic. Hasn't it got that real vibe of Ian Daspry? It really has. It's phenomenal and the vocals is just fantastic. The boys are just great. I have another track, speaking of which, from them coming up as well later on in the show. Phenomenal. Altered Lions, go check them out. And anywhere they're knocking around the country, go check them out too. You won't be disappointed, definitely. And I'm going to, as I said, I'm going to play another track from them later on. And lots more beside on the Liam Bourke Show. A bit like this one from Rainbow. And here is Kill the King.
We'll be right back.
There you go, that was Kill the King from Long Live Rock and Roll from Rainbow on the Liam Bourke Show. And I have to dig up some Who again. I was forgetting all about them. Not the WHO, but the other Who, H-U. Must dig up some of them again and have a couple of more tracks from them. Or maybe one this week anyway. Here is Traffic with Dear Mr. Fantasy.
We'll be right back.
back in time with Vinyl from the Vault on the Liam Burke Show. Yeah, there you go, Vinyl from the Vault, and that was The Animals and It's My Life. And this is The Who, Hate You, and Wolf Totem.
барь болон гайгуурын дүүлэн бүрхэг хэрэм барас
Yeah, there you go, The Who, H.U. Wolf Totem. I was introduced to them by Pierce Hardy, and he introduced me to them many moons ago, and he said, listen, take a listen to them and try them out and see what you think. So I'm going to pass it on to our new listeners. Take a listen. Go on Spotify, listen to their albums on Spotify. Go to YouTube, check out the videos. You will not be disappointed. It's The Who, H.U., and you will be pleasantly surprised. Now it's time for more comedy on this time around. On the comedy section, we have Isla Scherzlinger with When Your Boyfriend is a Pathological Liar.
I have a rule, and that is never talk to the person sitting next to you on an airplane. This rule instated after I shared a lovely hour-long flight to San Jose with a woman who just pretty much spent the whole time telling me why Jews are the source of all the problems in the world. So I never talk to the people sitting next to me. And I was flying home about a year ago, and a boy sat next to me. He was about my age, clean cut. He started chatting, and he seemed normal, so I asked him about himself. I'm like, tell me about yourself. He's like, well, my name is Brian. I work at a hedge fund. I went to Yale. I was like, okay, nerd alert. He was like, tell me about yourself. I was like, my name's Eliza. I'm a stand-up comedian, and I struggle with being attractive yet accessible. So over the next couple weeks, we kind of became friends. We stayed in touch. We'd hang out a lot. And I liked him. I liked his personality. He was a hard worker, Irish-American, hard worker, smart. And it became clear that he had a crush on me. He would always try to buy me drinks, always buy things to impress me. He bought a house at one point, not for me, but he bought one. I never went over because I didn't want to, you know, see him with his shirt off because I could tell that his body was unacceptable. And I think it bothered him that I didn't have a crush on him. And I was like, let me explain it to you. I am a 7 without makeup, and you are a 4 with money. Those are the numbers. Crunch them as you will. So one day he called me, and he was like, we can't hang out today. My mother has been diagnosed with cancer. I stopped dead in my tracks, and for some reason, something in my heart opened up, and all I wanted to do was take care of him. This is a man that had done nothing but be kind to me and be sweet to me. So I was like, what do you want to do? Can I take you somewhere? Can I take your mom somewhere? You want to cry? I'm crying right now. That's a weird chemical imbalance, but I feel bad for you. I just wanted to be there for him. And over the next couple of weeks, I started to fall in love with him. And we dated for about a week, and things were great. And then things got weird. My mom called me one day. Eliza, I Googled your boyfriend. Incidentally, my mother is Selma from The Simpsons. And on his company bio, it doesn't say he went to Yale. It says University of Ohio. Fine institution, but it ain't Yale. So I called my boyfriend. I was like, why doesn't it say Yale? You talk about Yale all the time. You seem pretty proud of it. Why doesn't it say it on your bio? He was like, oh my God, if you saw the way things were run at this company, it's a mess. It's a nightmare. I'm leaving anyway. And I was like, totally, I got it. Man, yeah, I got it. People mess up my bio all the time. Sometimes they don't put winner of Last Comic Standing. Sometimes they put winner America's Next Top Model. Do I correct it? No. I just let audiences be disappointed with my lack of facial symmetry. Whatever. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to make you some cupcakes. I'm going to bring them to your house. I haven't seen it yet. This is going to be fun. He's like, well, bring them to my office. I was like, no, I'll bring them to your house. Your office is on the west side. So he gives me the address, and as I'm driving toward his house, I'm noticing it's not in Beverly Hills, which is where he said he bought a house. It's in Hollywood, and as I pull up, I notice it's not so much a house as it is a duplex. So thinking I've made a mistake, I go up to the window, and I look in, looking for context clues, looking for some things of his, Yale context clues, right? Plaid, mallards, pennants, minorities chained to a window, something. And none of that was in there, and before I could leave, a girl opened the door, and we locked eyes, and she goes, you're Eliza. I was like, who are you? She goes, I'm Mary. I'm Brian's roommate. I was like, So I called my boyfriend. And I was like, what's up, bro? What's up with the roommate and non-house? He was like, okay, this is weird, but I have a house. My mom lives in it while she undergoes cancer treatment. And I don't bother her because we don't really get along and I want to give her space. And I was like, I totally get that, but I need to know where you live. So he comes over and he goes, here's my address. Here's my mom's phone number. You have everything. I just ask that you respect basically a woman's dying wishes to be left alone. And I was like, fine, double dog dare me not to be crazy. I'll take that bet. Fine. So a couple weeks go by. I let it lie. I'm on my way to the airport to fly to a gig and my mother calls me. Eliza, I called the Yale registrar's office. They have no record of your Brian ever having attended Yale. So my first thought is, maybe they misspelled Brian over there at Yale. Maybe they wrote brain. Maybe they made a mistake and he did go there. So I hang up, I call my boyfriend. And on my way to calling him, it's ringing. And I decide to take out that piece of paper that had his address on it, the one I was told to stay away from. And I drive by that house in Beverly Hills. And I'm about to get out and knock on the door or something just to bother his mom for a second. And I see a black family come out with their kids, load them into the van. Now, Brian is Irish, but he wasn't black Irish. So I call him, he picks up. I was like, you are lying about many things. I don't know what they are, but I'm not signing up for the next round of this. I'm out of here. And that's when it all came crashing down. He said, I can't do this anymore. I didn't go to Yale, and I never bought a house. I just said it to impress you. Also, my mother doesn't have cancer. Right? You've never been more annoyed that someone doesn't have cancer. So for the last 6 or 7... For the last 6 or 7 months, I've really wrestled with this. It's a traumatic thing, and I've really tried to figure out a spiritual meaning, some sort of life lesson I can extrapolate from this and use in a healthy way for the rest of my life. And after all is said and done, the life lesson I've learned is never talk to the person sitting next to you on an airplane. Actually, if we have time for this, I think I've also taught a life lesson, and that is if you're going to mess with someone because you're a crazy person, try not messing with a stand-up comedian who has access to a national television show. Go f*** yourself, Brian Murphy.
This is Gene Simmons of Kiss.
Hey, this is Goldust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
Hi, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this ODB Dirk McGirt.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit Rock City. This is Kid Rock, and you are listening
to the Liam Burke Show.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother, mother, can you keep them in the dark for a while? Can you hide them from the wedding world?
Yeah, there you go, Danzig and Mother. And before that, I was the Scherzinger when your boyfriend is a pathological lawyer. Yes, on the Liam Burke Show. Loads more, well, not loads more still to come, but a couple more tracks still to come. And I want to play a track which I grew up listening to these guys. And I suppose they would be part of a CD I have called Dark Side of the 80s. I never really liked them at the time, but as I got older, I suppose my music tastes got better. And this is The Cure with A Forest.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. The Cure. And A Forest. Yes, as I said, as I grew up, I just started loving the music a lot more. And I should have, from day one, not just from what do you call it, later life. But anyway, as we all do, we all look back on music from our early stages of life and say, yes, why wasn't I listening to that for a long, lot longer than I am now? Now, the Alter Lions band, I told you later on, or earlier on, that I'm going to play another track from them. And I have that track here now. And here it is, Alter Lions and Headaches, headaches, Heartaches, Women and Beer. It's all a headache.
Days ain't over, so I'm just growing colder by the day. This weight upon my shoulders, these old brown boots won't carry me the way. The water, it won't heal you. The whiskey makes you feel so there again. Six strings and the pain they bring are the only thing that's gonna keep me sane.
Natural was set in
Yeah, there you go. That was Alter the Lions Band and Headaches, Heartaches, and Women and Beer. And it's made up, the boys are made up of Cy Boland on bassist, Kevin Carrick on lead guitarist, Jules Chambers on drums, and of course, Mr. Ian Asprey himself, Jack Mack on vocals. Absolutely fantastic, and guitar. And it's phenomenal because from the first time I started talking to the guys and playing the music, I absolutely knew, and I said, their sound is that kind of vibe from back in the 80s, and it's just has that kind of cult sound. It's fantastic. It's a phenomenal. They're big into rock and blues, and they're trying to make a mixture of both genres together. Absolutely phenomenal. That's Alter Lions Bands. Go check them out. YouTube. Go check them out on Spotify and everywhere where you get great music. Now it's time for me to sign off on the Liam Burke Show, and I'm going to leave you with one track. Just was flicking through the music and I seen it, and I said, yeah, I know I've played it a million and one times, but I just really, really do like it. And I just said to myself, I'm going to play it again as I'm signing out this week. I'm signing off. Liam Burke signing off the Liam Burke Show. Take it easy, mind each other, and I'll see you all next week. And here is the Dead South, another favourite band. They're coming to Dublin in November. And I was stupid, didn't get me ticket. Because there's new ways of getting the tickets now. You have to be, you have to have the app, and you have to download, and it's just a whole load of crap now. Anyway, here is the Dead South. In hell, we'll all be in good company. Liam Burke signing off. Take it easy. See you all next week. Mind yourselves. Stop shirt like me on a tree. After I count.